your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Rolling along with the Capital City Recap, I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, we had State Senator Mike Green on the program earlier this week. He's the sponsor of the new concealed weapons bill that would remove current restrictions on where you can carry, allowing concealed weapons in bars, hospitals, and university dorm rooms, which has drawn, let's say, a concerned reaction from university officials. Michael Bolus is the executive director of the President's Council, State Universities of Michigan, which represents the state's 15 public universities. He joins us now to give us his views. Mike, thanks for coming on the program.
My pleasure, Mike.
So what I've heard opponents of this new concealed weapons legislation, at least, are saying so far is that they were caught off guard. They didn't see it coming. Has this been on the radar of university officials?
Well, it's been on the radar of university officials, school officials, hospital officials, employers for a very long time. The bill, as originally introduced by Senator Green, really was to eliminate county gun boards, now comprised of state police, sheriffs, clerks, and other firearms, and put the permit into the Secretary of State's office. The rest of the overhaul, which were in a package of bills, was simply added into the bill. And it established a shall issue exemption allowing permit holders to carry guns in pistol-free zones with an extra 9 hours of training.
So tell me, what is the current rule on university campuses? Are concealed weapons and open carry weapons allowed on campus grounds at all?
No, not at all. And by law, okay, and by law, they're not allowed in universities. They're not allowed in K-12 elementary and high schools. They're not allowed in casinos and sports stadiums. They're not allowed in hospitals. And that is, there are good reasons for this gun-free exception. And I think we all respect the right to bear arms, but these restrictions were placed into the original law, and it acknowledges that state residents have concerns. And when you do polling data in most states, we haven't done one yet in Michigan, but we will. But in most states, you know, they're overwhelmingly opposed to guns on campus or guns in our hospitals or guns in our school zones.
Now, Mike, gun rights advocates, They say college campuses, they can certainly be very dangerous, especially for women. You know, last summer we saw a string of rapes around the University of Michigan campus. That suspect was never caught. Why should female students not have a firearm handy at any time to keep themselves safe?
Well, I mean, you got to weigh the pros and the cons. Concealed weapons that detract from a healthy learning environment, typically. I think guns on campus create additional risk for students on campus. And women or men all have alternative methods to deter it, but shooters would not be deterred by concealed carry weapon permit holders. And it ignores the fact that homicides and shootings in American colleges are rare events.
Although I do need to bring something up. By the way, I'm talking to Michael Bolus. He's the executive director of the President's Council, State Universities of Michigan. Because really, look, when it comes down to guns on college campuses, Virginia Tech comes to mind right away, the 2007 massacre in which a heavily armed student killed 32, wounded 25 others. We heard the stories of students in the classrooms unable to get out. He was walking right into these classrooms and shooting people randomly.
Right. They use tragic shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University as a cover for the legislation. And the fact is that concealed handguns don't detract. They create more additional risk for students, and they typically they don't prevent crime.
But one armed student, right? Let's say Virginia Tech, of course. One armed student could have very well stopped the massacre.
I understand. One armed student might be able to do that. And the answer is what if you have suicides and other types of additional student risk for students relative to substance abuse, and we know that alcohol is involved in 95% of violent crimes on campus and in the homes, and suicide and mental health are also substantial issues on college campuses. And I mean, you gotta weigh the pros and the cons about whether, you know, there's a safety threat, or you could have prevented a Virginia Tech or Northern Illinois University. And the answer is, this legislation, I don't think, is about safety. It's more interested in when you look at the police, when you look at the campus law enforcement administrators, they will show you there's no credible statistical evidence demonstrating that laws allowing the carrying of concealed firearms reduces crime.
Now, this legislation...
use of self-defense, I have to tell you, this is a rare occurrence.
Okay,
let me just tell you, 30,694 Americans died by gunfire in 2005.
Although I do
only 147 were killed by firearms and justifiable homicides.
I want to ask you about the actual impact of this law. Are there any rules in place? I have heard that MSU and U of M potentially have grandfathered rules that allow them to maintain their ban of guns in the dorms, even if a law like this is passed. Is there any structure like that?
No, the bill hasn't passed. We are operating under current law, which prohibits it.
If it does, of course, that's what I'm asking.
I can't tell you. I don't know the answer to that. I can just tell you that student safety and faculty safety, employee safety is a number one priority. And this, by the way, is, you know, it's you use the universities, but it's really attack on most business. And I want to take this out of the universities. I want to take it out of school. It's employers' rights to set terms and conditions for employment at their workplaces and to control the use of their properties. And private companies take seriously its workplace policy banning weapons throughout company property and vehicles. This is, I mean, so...
These are public universities, though, right? This is
public universities, I understand that, right. And currently, we are exempted. They're prohibited as well. But the point is, whether you're private or you're public, we should have the right to set terms and conditions of employment at the workplaces to control the use of properties and safety.
Do you think Governor Snyder will sign this if it ends up on his desk?
We don't know. I don't want to speculate. This bill is just its introductory stages.
I mean, it's going to very well make its way to the House, it looks like, and then the House is actually supporting it. I mean, Jace Bulger said he supports the principle of the bill.
Mike, we walk the plank on guns almost every election year. It's to get the gun lobby money support. We do this every single term. Okay.
One minute left. I need to ask you this. There have been no real incidents of any kind involving concealed weapons permit holders here in the state. It's been in place for, 10 years or so now. Does that not show that the law is effective? These gun owners are responsible and should have the right to take their weapons anywhere they want.
I just flip that around. We're a safe place. Our colleges and universities are safe places for learning. And we believe they would be endangered by the presence of concealed handguns because, number one, concealed handguns detract from a healthy learning environment. More guns on campus create additional risk for students. We know that shooters are not deterred by concealed carry permit holders. And they've been shown not to deter. They don't prevent high profile shootings like Virginia Tech.
We'll certainly see what happens next. Michael Bolus, he's the executive director of the President's Council, State Universities of Michigan. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. And